Bubble baths.
All right.
And bacon.
And bleach.
And bleach.
We're so deep. We're so deep.
Karen?
Yes.
You cannot use the ones I told you this morning because I knew you were going to do that.
I have them down under your name. If I had done it, I would have said...
I'm kidding you.
I'm going to slap you down. I'm going to slap you down.
Love you. You love me and you know it.
Yeah.
The DivaCast, number 52, 20 June 2007. Everybody, this is Suzanne from the DivaCast, and we are five fabulous 40-something friends get together and just yak it up. And today we are going to have fun.
We're going to talk about a couple of things. I'm Amy.
I'm Sharon.
I'm Julie.
And Julie is driving in her car with a bunch of kids in it or something?
Yes, I am. I am participating by phone. I've got three kids, and we are driving to Raleigh, North Carolina for a hockey tournament. But it's nice and quiet because we stocked the Blockbusters, and they're watching movies, and one of them is asleep.
Perfect. Great. Perfect.
Suzanne, you didn't introduce yourself.
She did.
I am me. I there's no introduction necessary,
okay,
Sharon.
I'm sorry.
I am me. I am Suzanne.
And we're missing Carrie, because Carrie's... Since it's the summertime, is she at the beach?
Yes,
she is.
With her mom.
I'm having a great summer because I just had my kids dropped off at camp for 2 weeks. So I am kidless for a couple of weeks now. But the thing is that every time we do that, my husband and I talk about how we're going to go away and do this great vacation while they're in camp, you know, and a lot of parents do that. And now it's like, no, well, it'll give me time to work more and stuff like that. So that's what I'm doing.
Just fool around in a different room.
Okay.
You'll feel like you went away somewhere. Yeah, there you go.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Sounds good. That'll add an exciting element.
There you go.
That can be your goal. Okay, David, every night we get to go dining room.
There you go. Just cross off the room.
Sounds like a winner. He'll be happy.
That could be a diva do.
That could be the midlife crisis.
Where are we with that? What are we up to these days?
We're going to go shooting guns. Are we going to shoot shotguns or bows and arrows or Glocks?
Yeah, like handguns.
We are.
Uzis.
Okay.
You don't shoot shotguns at a driving range, do you? I mean, at a firing range.
I have no clue. I thought maybe skeet shooting or something.
No, you do the handguns, 357s, 26 calibers, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Carrie and I still have to practice so that we'll whip your butts, but anyway.
Well, you know what? I have another thing for us to do for a midlife crisis. My nephew was in town last week, and we took him in a 1930s vintage Waco that's an open cockpit biplane, and we flew low level over Atlanta. It was the most beautiful, beautiful experience. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is an absolute diva do.
How many divas can we get in there?
Well, we could only get in two at a time because the pilot sits in the rear seat and then two can sit in the front.
I'll wait on the ground and I'll wave to you all. Okay. This is Sharon. I'll be on the ground.
I'm doing it. Julie, you want to?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you guys, I forgot how much I love to fly. I mean, that kind of flying. I have done an open cockpit biplane, but regardless, I forgot how much I love that type of, it was so soulful that the pilot kept saying, well, Suzanne, how do you like it? But I almost couldn't even speak. It was that moving and beautiful and,
Do you get to wear the little leather helmets like Amelia Earhart and stuff like that?
Actually, I think that is a very good idea. I did not do that. And the next day I washed my hair and my hair was in knots. I thought I was going to have to go and have it cut out.
You don't even have to wear a helmet or anything?
No, good heavens. That would be too modern.
So we could pretend we were Amelia and get a little
Amy,
leather thing.
We'll let you wear yours back in a ponytail with your Harley ride leather clip.
Your doodah.
There you go. There you go.
So doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah.
It does.
How much does that run you?
Well, it's not cheap. I mean, it's, you know, a couple hundred dollars for an hour or something like that. But then I thought we could go to dinner afterwards and record a show.
That'd be fun. I like that idea.
He does sunset.
Oh,
sunset
that would be lovely.
Flights.
That would be lovely.
And I thought, wouldn't that be a great also like a diva do to do for your husband?
Yeah.
To surprise, you know, wouldn't that be great?
Kind of romantic dinner.
Yes.
And
okay, I'm going to do that.
And you're, you know, and your spouse, they would never guess where you were taking them. They'd think, what?
There you go, Amy. That's what you can do while the kids are at camp.
Yes.
Go on an airplane.
Yeah, but it's not just any
Be the
airplane.
Mile High Club. Can you do that too in the air? I don't
Excuse
think that would work
Excuse me, Mr.
Out.
Pilot. Do you
Turn
mind
around.
Just, yes, close your eyes, please.
Oh, he was such a fun guy. He'd be laughing all the way there.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I faced a little bit of some fears over the past couple of days. I went water skiing for the first time since I broke my leg.
Wow.
Oh, you
how'd
guys,
you do?
I was like so paranoid about my leg and everything, and it was fine. And then I wiped out, and I went head first, and I swear I thought I broke my neck. And it was like, and since that time, my neck has just been out of whack. Completely.
Let me tell you something. My brother-in-law did break his neck water skiing.
Oh, my gosh.
It was not his spinal cord. He did not have any spinal injury, but he did break his neck, and they fused.
They
yeah,
did
I mean,
have to
he's
do a
fine.
Fuse,
yeah, but he's very, fusion. You know, he's like this.
Oh, gee.
It's very scary.
Did y'all see that? I'll do it again in case anybody missed my motion.
You got to describe to me how he looks.
Right. No, he's just, you know, he obviously can't move his neck without turning his shoulders with his neck. So.
Oh, okay.
Makes you feel better, doesn't it, Amy?
Yeah, that makes
and
me feel
And he did
good.
That water skiing?
Yes, he did.
Good
yes,
thing you
did.
Didn't tell Amy that before she left.
This
well,
is a long
I kind
time
of figured
ago.
It like after, in the middle of it, it's like, oh. But I did get back up again because I was like, I'm still facing my fears, man.
Well,
good for
now,
you.
You girls remember when we went to Whitewater last year with the kids? And Carrie and I overcame our fear and did that six-story slide, the cliffhanger. Karen and I went Monday with the kids, and I didn't overcome that fear again.
You didn't? Sharon,
no,
did you do
I
it?
I can't do it again. I mean, no. It's going to take all I got to do that again.
That was. I just closed my eyes because I always end up going down backwards.
Oh.
Doesn't matter where I sit, how we start, I'm always backwards, picturing everybody falling down on top.
It was for me. Don't look. Just sit down and go.
My son brought a friend, and he was talking about how he did the cliffhanger last time. And my daughter looked at him and said, yeah, why don't you finish the story? The fact that the lifeguard had to sit you down, cross your legs and arms and push you down because he
oh,
wouldn't
that's
do it
right.
By
that's right. Oh,
but poor thing,
but
he was,
did it. Did he do it this time?
I believe he did.
Excellent. So he overcame that fear.
Yeah, so that's
cool.
All. Yeah. So he's doing it for me, I guess. My daughter just.
I still want to do it. Susanna, you and I next time, babe.
Okay. My palms are already starting to sweat, though, just thinking about it.
No.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Freaky.
Oh,
yeah, it is freaky.
Okay, what else is going on? Anybody? Amy, or what's going on with you, Susanna? What's going on?
It's just been a really busy time. Last week, my nephew was here, and that was really fun. And he is the son of my brother who was killed many years ago. And so it was so nice to see him. And what was really, really very tender is that now he looks so much like my brother.
Really?
Oh, wow. So it
How
was.
How old is he?
He will be 16 in July. Mm-hmm. So it was just like this weird deja vu because I remember how my brother looked at that age. And now my nephew, Jamie, he's actually taller than I am. And I had a flashback of my brother actually like, you know, like looking down at me like, stop it, you know, because I was always annoying him. So it was really, really wonderful, though, to spend that time with him. And then friend Debbie was here for a couple of days. And so that was really fun. So we went out to eat yesterday and we had a bottle of wine with lunch. And then we just asked for a glass of champagne with lunch with dessert. And they didn't have it by the glass, so the woman brought over the bottle. Well, you know, so. But
who
my,
are you to refuse that?
Who am I? But my sweet husband was chauffeuring us. And so then we went to the Avenue, and Debbie said, let's get in the fountain and run around. And so we got in the fountain at the Avenue.
You did not.
We did. And we ran around. And then we went shopping, and we were soaking wet.
I called over here to talk to Robin.
Oh, my gosh.
I called over to talk to Robin, and your son answered the phone. He said, my dad chauffeuring my mother and her friend around in Atlanta. I said, a lot of husbands could take that lead or take a cue from that.
That works.
Yeah. I know. So that's kind of a diva do. I've got my list, you know.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this. What are diva do's? You guys explain it.
What are diva do's? Diva do's are things as a group, I guess. Maybe not necessarily, but the things that we think are really good, whether they're products or ideas, things that you do with your family, or it can be anything, I think. Good ideas. Diva do's.
And we do have a button on our website, and if you've clicked on it right now, it's not going anywhere, but we're going to fix that very, very soon.
That says
we'll
diva do's?
List. Yeah, and we'll have a list of our diva do's by diva.
And then you guys can always email us and give us your ideas of some things that you really like, or products, or if you say, golly, I tried that thing and it was terrible, then you can tell us that too. You know.
We'll just say it was an Amy diva do.
The other,
if no one else likes it, that's right.
The other day, I could only think of diva don'ts, though. I was very in a pessimistic mood, and all I could think of was, don't forget to buy the wine, because I was late in buying the wine for the podcast. It was like, stuff like, not today. So.
All right, can I go first?
Sure.
Can I give you one first?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, because I was thinking about this when my mom and I were driving down to the beach last week. I told her we were going to do this podcast, so we started making a list. And the first one that came to my mind, and she wholeheartedly agreed, was a diva do, you must write handwritten thank you notes.
Absolutely.
For everything?
Yep.
Yep.
No phone calls, no emails, no, just it gotten so impersonal.
Can I jump in on that, Julie, and tell you, this is Sharon. A friend of mine received a mass mailing thank you from a wedding gift.
Oh man.
It was computer generated and it was not even hand signed their names.
See, that's so tech.
This person was just so insulted because she had spent a lot of money on the gift and had given it a lot of thought, and it was computer generated thank you note, and it was just, oh my gosh, this is what it's coming to.
Yeah, that's
tacky.
Yeah. I know, that's just not okay. This is Suzanne.
Not.
It's not okay. And I think every single one of us loves to receive a handwritten note. And especially,
absolutely,
you know, when you think you've done something kind for someone, or where you do have a lot of thought.
Well, and just a little add on to that is I make my kids do thank you notes for everything. My oldest just had his birthday. He just turned 13.
Aww.
And he had a list of people he needed to send a thank you note to. And what, you know, and he's like, well, what do I say? You know, if they gave me money, then I say, you know, thank you for the money I'm saving up for blank, or I'm going to use it for blank. Because people like to know a little something more than just thank you for the gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're teaching them lessons in life. Even when you get older and you're interviewing for jobs, or, you know, you have to send a thank you note for the interview. And I mean, it's just never a bad thing to get in the habit of a thank you note. That's all.
Okay, I agree.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds like a good one.
All right. I'm going to jump in here with Martha Stewart. I was watching TV the other day.
Sharon and Martha.
This is Sharon. I'm probably going to co-host her show soon. Seriously, though, they were doing some kind of baking something, you know, from the earth or something.
But baking from the earth?
I'm kidding. You know, she goes out and gets 4 pine cones and creates this humongous centerpiece. She can do amazing things.
Or a meal.
Yeah, a meal with dirt and pine cones, and includes the centerpiece. Yes, it's all there. And her outfit. She weaves it out of the pine cone threads. But they had a really good point that you should put parchment paper over whatever meat you're cooking if you're going to put foil over it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the reason is because now they're finding more and more connections from aluminum in our brain to Alzheimer's and dementia. So they're, you know, they don't know where it's coming from. It's probably from aluminum. Julie's laughing. You're already too far gone, honey. We can't help you. But the rest of us can use the parchment paper.
Sharon, it's too late for you, baby.
I know. But I thought that was a great idea.
She thinks that's a diva do, then she is gone.
No, I'm serious. I really do think that's a good idea. The aluminum foil does nothing as far as flavoring. It's just a chemical that you're possibly adding to your food. Parchment paper. That's
Sharon
mine.
And Martha.
That's right.
Suzanne, what do you think?
My favorite number one diva do is long-lasting lipstick.
Oh.
Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you love it?
Yeah.
And what brand do you like?
My favorite brand is CoverGirl.
CoverGirl.
CoverGirl Outlast. I love that stuff.
You know what? I like the Revlon what is it, Outstay or Color Stay?
Actually, I like that too. I do like that.
They're very similar. I think it's just the shade of the one I like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but okay. You can put that on and eat lunch. And
that is nice.
And
you
all kinds
can,
of
especially
things,
when you're busy.
Yeah.
You can do a lot more than eat lunch.
Sharon, do you have that on when we went to the lake? Because remember, you came out that morning and Kelly looked at me and goes, you put that lipstick on this morning?
Oh, that's right. I did. I had put some on the evening before. And when I woke up, they were asking me if I had already put on. I hadn't even brushed my teeth yet.
But your lipstick looked
but
good.
My lipstick looked good.
That's a diva do.
Okay, good.
All right.
Amy?
All right, Amy.
One of mine was just bleach. And then I was like, there's a couple of different bleaches. One is for my teeth. One is for my toilet, like the Clorox bleach, the spray bottle bleach.
Right.
And then the last one is for my face.
For your facial hairs?
Okay. No, not my facial hairs, but my freckles.
For your mustache?
No, not for hair, but for like freckles and pigmentation stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the stuff that I use, it brightens up your face and stuff. It's called, let me see. It's OBAGI, Nuderm.
Where do you get it?
Obaggy. Nuderm. From my dermatologist.
Oh, you have it prescription?
No, it's not prescription, but you can just buy it. You can even buy it online.
Okay.
But it's very good. So I decided that I like lots of bleach for every aspect of my life.
That face stuff, does it help with those little age spots or sun spots?
Yeah, baby. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Okay, I need some.
Okay.
I love bleach too, but you know what? Then if I use it on my face, then my tan in a can wouldn't work.
Ah. By the way, we are so wholesome and pure here at the Diva Cast. We are all organic. We're all about our natural.
We'll get to some. Well, yeah.
Okay. Julie, what? Number two.
Well, I'm going to give you a product one this time because I love it, love it, love it. It's the Shout Color Sheet. And what they are these little cloths, almost like a dryer sheet, but thicker. Mm-hmm. And you put it in your washing machine if you're doing colored clothes, like reds and blues or whites. Even you can mix them because what it does is it pulls the colors onto the sheet so that your T-shirts or whatever, they don't bleed on each other.
That's great.
I wonder how it does that.
And I'm telling you, it works. Because I have two boys and a girl, and we do a lot of laundry at my house. And before I discovered this, I can't tell you how many white T-shirts got accidentally thrown in with the dark and turned pink. You know what I mean?
Now, what about after they've already turned pink? Can you rewash them and will it turn them
white? You know what? If I see color in them, then I throw them away. But I can't. I have used them for two or three washes because you may go through a wash and no color pulls onto it. You know, there may be no pigment that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have color on them, usually I throw them away. But if they don't pull any color, they stay white.
If an item is already turned.
She's talking about if she has
I don't think it can reverse.
A white shirt and it turns pink. Then I just put it in the whites and put a little of my bleach.
Rhea, then you got to bleach it.
And call it a day.
Call Amy.
There you go. All right, Sharon.
All right. Here's what I think. I think you need to have physical contact with someone at least every day. Now, by that I mean give your kids a hug, give your husband a hug, hold their hand, do something. Because they're finding more and more that it releases a chemical in our brain that allows us.
She's all about the brain stuff.
I am about the brain.
Like the Discovery Channel or something in prep for this show.
I've just decided that my brain is getting smaller, so I'm trying to make it bigger again.
Give her a hug.
Yeah. So anyway, it releases chemicals that help you feel better. So your husband will feel better. Your kids will feel. Everybody will feel so much better. So give somebody a hug.
What do you do with all the single people that don't have people.
They can hug their pets. They can hug their mom.
Or the stranger on the street.
Although, if you're a male, don't start hugging all your female coworkers. So
yeah,
that may not go over well.
Yeah,
but the diva is sad for us to hug. Bleach girl.
No, Susanna is next.
Okay, well, I think something that's really, 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 really important is for daily self care, whatever that looks like to a diva. Whatever that looks like. It can be reading something that's meaningful to you. It can be filing your nails. It can be bleaching your teeth. It could be whatever. But I think self-care is really, really critical. And one of the things that every night I take a hot bubble bath. And I just have all kinds of different bath salts and I light candles. And that's kind of my evening ritual. And of course, it would not be because I'm dirty. Of course, it is just to, you know, really to relax.
So, okay. So how long do you stay in the tub?
Probably not even 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it's really short, but it's just kind of my evening ritual. So.
Okay, but is that okay for your
Jiny?
Yeah.
My Jiny functions just fine.
With bubbles?
Yeah.
I mean, I always heard that when you have little girls,
yeah,
but I don't have little girls, so, and I don't take baths.
They shouldn't take baths, long baths all the time. So your Jiny's okay?
It's all good.
Okay. Amy was on the same wave as
I'm with
I was.
You. I
what
with
about
you.
Your?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here's mine. This goes quite right along with the bubble baths. In our household, a big diva do is pre-cooked bacon. You know, the little strips that you nuke for like 15 seconds and it's like, here, love, have some bacon, because my kids just, you know, any kind of way I can get fat on them, even if it's not the healthiest way, I'll do it and they like it and there's no way I'm going to cook it bacon every day of my life. So pre-cooked bacon strips and then a bubble bath.
Yeah, to go with you. Eat the bacon while you're in the bubble bath. There you go. Okay, Julie.
I would say another one of my diva do's is manners. And I mean in showing respect for your elders. And I don't care if you're 10 or if you're 45 like me. But I like the yes ma'am and the no ma'am. But I'm from the South. And Carrie and I have had this discussion before because she doesn't believe in making her kids say yes ma'am and no ma'am. And she was raised in Pennsylvania, so she... It's important to her to have her kids be respectful, but she teaches them just to say yes, no, not yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Well, I think, and working in the school makes me hypersensitive to all that because I see so many disrespectful children, and I think they grow up into these disrespectful adults.
Yes.
You know, I changed in midstream with that because I grew up in, I mean, I was raised by northern parents. I grew up in Florida, but it's still... We were northern, and we never said the ma'am and sir. And I always kind of attributed that to if somebody said yes, ma'am, to me, then I thought they were thinking I was old. But living in Georgia now for over 10 years, I switched in midstream and started making my kids say ma'am and sir. And, you know, therefore, it's very difficult for them. And my 14-year-old, you know, when he was about, you know, 11 or 12 years old, he said, Mom, I'm like badgering him, you know, to say yes, ma'am and sir. And he said, you know, if you had started off doing that, then it would have been easier. But now, Mom, it's a little bit tougher. And I was like, I'm with you, honey, but still do it. Sorry. Another parental mistake.
I try, but yeah.
No, but, you know, I owned up to it and he knows. But
and yeah. it goes a long way with other adults.
Oh, my God.
Your children, I mean. You know,
and you know what I tell them? I say either, and this can be for, you know, people in the North too. I say, don't just say yes to an adult. You either say it, you use a sentence or you use their name. So it's yes, Mrs. Johnson or yes, ma'am, you know, and that way, in all likelihood, they'll go to the ma'am just simply because it's easier. They don't have to think, you know, but it's like either one or the other. You have your choice.
I mirror that too with my kids because when I'm around older adults, whether it's my cute little neighbors across the street or maybe some of the cute little old people from church, I always say yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And that's a Southern, I do think it's a Southern thing because I always had great aunts and great uncles and older relatives that were around me that I always said yes, ma'am to. But it's like, and my daddy always did it. He always said yes, ma'am to, like, I can remember my Aunt Verna. That was my dad's aunt, and to the day he died, he said yes, ma'am, to her.
It just depends on how you're raised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. I have one, and that is, please teach your children to lose gracefully.
Oh.
I especially have noticed it in the school because I'm a speech therapist, and part of their time with me is I always incorporate a game with it. And it is amazing to me how many children get so angry when they lose. To the point it's...
Sharon, so you really notice that, huh?
Oh, my gosh. And I'm thinking through as they're adults and the road rage and the this and that. Let them learn. Losing is okay. They are and we have these big discussions. You know, what do you learn when you win? Do you if you, you know, do you always expect to win? Are you going to win all your life? Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's a lesson they have to learn and how to accept it. So my new strategy coming up this year.
Make them all lose.
Well, I am going to make, but you know what I'm going to do? The most gracious loser is going to get a prize every time. So I'm going to reward.
Oh, that's great.
The losing graciously.
That's a great idea.
Congratulate the winner and things like that. That would be nice. But do you think it has something to do with their maturity level and their developmental level? I mean, do you find that the younger kids are poorer losers than perhaps the older ones?
Well, see, I'm talking about fourth graders and fifth graders.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I'm talking about pouting and angry and, you know, pushing their chair away from the table. I have kids who get angry if they're not going to go first. Forget whether they win or lose if they get. But anyway,
yeah.
So it's just a whole thing. And I think, you know, I play tennis with adult men and it's scary sometimes because they obviously were never in my class to lose graciously because
they didn't get a little prize from the prize bucket, did they, Sharon?
No, they didn't. So it just transfers into a lot of things. But anyway, so please, parents out there, moms, help your kids understand they're not always going to win.
Suzanne, what's your next for you?
You know what? One of the last things maybe that I'll share is one thing, again, it falls under the self-care, but for me is an absolute diva do. And that is for a diva to have therapy from time to time.
And let's just put a plug in for Suzanne at this time. You can dial a therapist, 1-800.
Wait a second.
I need my own therapy.
Is this an indication? Is she suggesting that some of us might need therapy
honey,
more than others?
Oh, my gosh. Y'all, someday we will talk about the therapy we all need.
Yeah, I just feel as if I've been in therapy now since 1992, and I feel like it really keeps me grounded. Okay, can you tell sometimes I don't get it? Can you tell when my therapist goes on vacation? No, but it really does help. If for me, it's a real diva do. And it also reminds me of why, as women, as mothers, we need to remember not to fall into the martyrdom. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just to be a martyr. And I love what Dolly Parton said in that movie. Do you remember that movie where it's called Straight Talk, where she plays a therapist? Okay. Dolly Parton, she has a caller call in, and Dolly Parton's response is, "Honey, you need to get off the cross because somebody needs that wood." And I love that.
I have never heard that.
That's good, though.
Because I thought, yeah, come on, you know, I think we just need to be mindful of that because our culture really pushes women to give, be of service. I don't think we can do that endlessly. There's a great cost to that. So therapy is good in bubble baths.
All right.
And bacon.
And bleach.
And bleach.
We're so deep. We're so deep.
Okay, Amy.
Okay, I'm going to give you a really good one. Let me see.
Amy, you've got lots of good ones.
Oh, I have one. In our household, we do nightly prayers. What my kids end up with is their last little thing that they say is something that they're grateful for. And so, you know, and I'm grateful for whatever the day brought. You know, went through a phase where it's, I'm grateful that the sun was shining today. Amen. The next night, I'm grateful for that it wasn't a cloudy day. You know, I mean, they get stuck and like, that's not it. You have to think of something different each day.
Good.
But you know, but just to kind of get them in the mode of, you know, be grateful for the little things and they don't have to be gigantic. I'm grateful that we went to Disneyland today or something silly like that, you know.
Okay,
just want them to be more gracious kids.
Gratitude.
Excellent. Yeah.
I would just say that one that goes along kind of with what Amy said is I think a diva do is family dinner time.
Yeah, I do too. Eat dinner with the family.
Okay, I got one. I think you should be adventurous, and I think you need to teach your kids to be adventurous. I do that even just on the golf cart. I was like, okay, mom doesn't know the way, so we're on an adventure. Or I know that sounds silly, but they're okay with it. They're not mad that I'm going to get lost. It becomes more of an adventure. Just trying new things.
So spontaneity.
You know, a friend of mine told me about this thing, letterboxing. And I was like, okay, we're going letterboxing. And, you know, we go. And the kids
Wait, I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about. Letterboxing?
It's something and you go, it's actually a website and you go on the website and you put in a name of a city because it's all literally all over the world, and they give you directions and clues on how to find this letterbox. And inside the letterbox is a stamp. So if you stamp theirs, you use their stamp, and then you stamp their box, their paper. Mm-hmm. So the letterboxer has all these different stamps of people who have visited their letterbox.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And you, as the letterboxy, have a notebook of all the different places you've been. It's an adventure. It's kind of a fun thing, and my kids love it. It's just,
that's great.
Anything, you know, anything to step outside your box and go on an adventure or something. Take it positive.
Okay.
What you got in?
Dry Idea deodorant and antiperspirant.
Love Dry
Powder
Idea.
Powder Fresh. It's old, but it works.
Okay, I have just one last one. Give compliments. They're free. Be sincere, but give, you know, because it means so much when people
Absolutely.
Get a nice compliment.
Sharon gave me a nice compliment.
Oh, she did?
She did, and it was free, and I enjoyed it. It made me feel special.
And what was it? Can you share it?
Yeah, it was Monday when we were at Whitewater, and I took my beach cover-up off, and she goes, oh my God, are you losing weight? You look so good. I was like, girl, thanks.
Very
made my
nice.
Day.
That will work.
Even if I'm not, it still works.
No, you are. You are.
That makes you feel good, and that's a good point, Sharon.
Yeah, they're free. We have some emails.
We had a great email from Montrell, and she just talks about how much she loves Suzanne and Amy.
Yeah.
So Montrell,
this is Sharon. What's up, babe?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Isn't that funny how of all the emails, Amy and Suzanne pick hers to read?
Yeah, that is the first thing.
We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, what's up, Montrell?
She likes us. I'm very...
Yeah, that's
true. That's funny. Thanks for listening, though, Montrell.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank
it.
You. And then we also got another email from Carrie in Colorado. And it's so great because she talks about having children and just the stress of life. And she just says that she really loves listening to the divas. So, Carrie in Colorado, thank you.
And Montrell, thank you, honey. Even if you do like Amy and Suzanne better than me and Julie, it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Email us at diva@thedivacast.com.
Or you can leave a message for us at 678-884-0524. Leave us a voicemail. Maybe we'll play it on the air. By the way, you guys, remember how we were talking about the suckless zone? It instead of the suckless zone, just survey.podshow.com. Go ahead and give them some feedback, you guys. It's really going to help them out and help us be better.
And also, we really appreciate everyone who has written reviews about us on iTunes.
The other thing that is coming up as of July 1st, there's going to be 2007 Podcast Awards, and their nominations are beginning in July 1. It's going to be at thepodcastawards.com, but we'll fill you in more about that a little bit later on.
We're not sure what category we fall into. We're still trying to work through that.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
We are going to be closing today with some new PodSafe music. The name of the artist is Ingrid Michaelson. The name of the song is The Way I Am. So listen up, take a listen to her and see what you think. As always, thanks to Natalie Brown for I Am the Queen of Me, our opening music. You guys, have a great day.
Have a great day. Julie, thanks for calling in.
Hey, you guys, thanks. And listeners, thanks for listening.
And if you have your own diva do or don't, so
email us. We'll include it.
Yeah, email us your diva do's and don'ts.
And remember,
well, inside every woman is a diva. So even though it may not be what we said, may not be diva do, they'll have a good one that we might have never thought of.
Thanks. Have
a
good
day. Thanks, everybody, and bye for now.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.